Listen up. I got something to say. So, the Edens is clear.
Yeah, it doesn't really quite work at 2 in the morning.
Dan found these unusual questions, these real questions that companies are asking prospective employees during their job interviews, and they're a little unusual.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Esmeralda?
I would also go with the horse-sized duck. One, horses freak me out because they have people eyes, and they always look like anything's going to pop them off. So they're going to freak out, and I cannot imagine 100 freaked-out horses. And they have very hard hooves, so I cannot imagine being essentially trampled by many, many hooves.
They have people eyes.
They do. Have you ever looked at a horse?
Yes, Esmeralda. As we know, I have a history with horses.
Yeah.
So yes.
Look them straight in the one eye you can look at them at. It's very people-like.
All right.
Nobody asked me about baseball.
Okay. What do you think about that play at the plate?
I don't know.
Esmeralda will win Silverdome Award for sports coverage.
I'm going to get the highest you can get. Just UC. And then who will be laughing? You just see me on like NBC Sports. They're like asking my opinions. You'll be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I told you.
It's amazing.
It sounds like stuffing things is such a good. Would you go to the restaurant Stuff It if Esmeralda opened it?
Now, where is it? In Downers Grove?
Oh, no. That would be a great place for
dreams.
Stuff It, though.
This is where this restaurant is.
This is in her dreams. She wants to have a restaurant.
Oh, yes, I would love to go there. Yeah.
I could hire you, Susan, to make the stuff cabbage.
And right now we have Mark Thomas, owner of the Alley. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Fantastic. You don't know what the Alley means. Like, to our childhoods, like, to be the cool kids, you would have to go to the Alley, go to Chicago, go to Belmont and Clark.
Well, you know, it's also a cool thing to do, to spend 40 years of your life creating that atmosphere. So I do get it from your side, and then from my side, what a blast.
Just the deep love for it, because of that sense of community that came out of it.
You know what? I have to tell you something. I literally have had people walk in and hug me and break down in tears.
You are ingrained in the city of Chicago.
Yeah. And you know what? And I love it.
So I'm curious. So you've been there for so long in that neighborhood. What...
Yes.
I mean, you're seeing all these new stores and all the construction. Do you think the neighborhood is changing for the better?
Neighborhood's gone. We're toast. Yeah. It's not what it was.
Yeah.
But it is still Lakeview. It's still got the lake. We still got the Cubbies. We still got the Belmont Line. And it's still a fun place to be.
That is all amazing. We're going to leave right after the show. The show ends at noon. We're going to go get t-shirts.